rural hospitals are an endangered species. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Rural hospitals are closing faster than new ones are opening. Around 150 of them have shut down since 2010, according to Mark Holmes, a professor of health policy and management at the University of North Carolina.
Roughly half of rural hospitals are losing money in any given year. For some hospitals, it's every year they're losing money, and they're just drawing down on their cash reserves.
Holmes says there are multiple reasons for the decline, including lower populations.
Rural America has changed in the last 25 years. It's gotten older. The number of places have seen their populations shrink. And rural economies have also been experiencing some setbacks as well. And that makes it challenging for rural hospitals to operate.
Also at play, says Holmes, a trend to reduce the length of or even eliminate a hospital stay and a shift in how payment systems operate.
It's just more expensive to deliver health care in rural communities because when I have a hospital wing and I have three patients in it, that's on a per patient basis. That's just more expensive than if you have a larger facility. And so we need to think about payment models that recognize the reality of what rural hospital finances look like.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.